Commentator Marion Winnick is mom to two teenage boys and a baby girl. It's the little one who's got her thinking a lot about motherhood lately.
My daughter Jane will be 2 next month, and she's still nursing. Noonie, as she calls it, is a regular feature of her daily diet, along with other favorites: peas, cheese, soda, purple yogurt, ikrim, and taka milk. I weaned my older kids, who are teenagers now, when they were each about a year and a half. I was ready, and I guess they were too, because I don't remember it being all that traumatic. This time around, I think I'm going to be one of those mothers who has her breastfeeding middle schooler removed from her care. And why? Partly I blame my age, partly I blame her gender, and partly I blame the Taliban. I was 42 when Jane was born, and without a doubt, having one last chance to nurse a baby was one of the carrots that dangled ahead of me during that rather tedious pregnancy. Because I already knew, if labor and delivery is one of the most excruciating physical experiences known to woman, nursing is one of the sweetest. As amazing as the transfer of immunities and other benefits may be, it's the feeling of your little baby lying beside you, curled into your body, little feet kneading your stomach, face at your breast, that really blows your mind. Nursing is the last concrete form of the physical bond you have with this being who came from an egg that was inside your own body when you were born. When it's over, something is gone forever. So that's the wisdom of age, the flip side of which is the exhaustion of age. While my other kids didn't have sugar until they were well into preschool, Jane sometimes nurses with a Tootsie Pop in her hand. She goes to bed at 10 and watches quite a lot of TV. I gotta pick the nose I have the strength to defend. 'Cause I'm a geezer. And she's a girl. Kind of a girly girl, in fact, with big blue eyes and curly blonde hair and a bow-shaped mouth. When her brothers, at 18 months, would barrel up, knock me over, pull up my shirt, and demand to nurse, I didn't have that hard a time saying no. Nobody wants to nurse Attila the Hun. But when the Nusa, as we call her, gives me her Cindy Lou Who eyes and that, please, mama, I can't resist. I recently read 2 memoirs by young Afghani women who spent most of their girlhoods living under the rule of the Taliban. I read about their memories of the day the Talibs outlawed kites, pets, dolls, photographs, music, and school, the day childhood ended, just like that. I tried to imagine raising my daughter in a situation of such severe institutionalized misogyny. I tried to imagine the despair those mothers felt as they lost all control over the lives their children would have. I read these books with Jane in my lap, nursing, tears of outrage forming in my eyes. Nurse on, Jane. Grow tall and strong and free. To raise my daughter as I see fit, in comfort, in safety, with hope. How I wish it for the mothers in Afghanistan, Palestine, Israel, Chechnya, the ghettos of Los Angeles and St. Louis, for all mothers everywhere.
Marion Winnick lives with her family in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.